John Edwards is expected to add energy and charm to what some have called Kerry's lackluster campaign. But Edwards also brings a record. Political strategists are studying Edwards' Senate votes, votes that could help or hurt Kerry's chances. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has this look at John Edwards' Senate career.
The Patients' Bill of Rights was a top issue in 1999 when Edwards first joined the Senate. Democrats and Republicans tussled over how much say health administrators should have over patients' medical care. The Republican-controlled Senate passed a bill that gave some new rights to patients, but did not allow them to sue their health plans if they were denied necessary care. That made the fledgling North Carolina senator angry.
And it boils down to really, for me at least, as a first-time observer of this, a very simple thing. On the floor of the Senate this week, insurance companies have won, and the American family has lost.
Edwards quickly became one of the leading senators on health care issues, not surprising after he'd spent years as a personal injury lawyer. He also pushed for laws that would force big pharmaceutical companies to allow generic drugs onto the market faster. And he joined forces with Arizona Republican John McCain and Massachusetts Democrat Ted Kennedy to introduce and pass a new Patients' Bill of Rights. This time it was September 11th that buried the issue and took Edwards' attention as well. In the congressional 9/11 investigation, Edwards was very critical of the FBI. He called it a law enforcement organization, not an information gatherer. And so Edwards introduced a bill to create a new domestic intelligence agency.
I believe we should establish a new agency that's focused on gathering information about terrorists here at home. Great Britain, Canada, and many other Western democracies already have these agencies.
When President Bush turned the country to Iraq, Edwards stressed the need for international approval of U.S. operations. He then voted for the Iraq War, but later voted against more funding for it. Edwards has consistently voted against trade agreements with foreign countries, a major difference between his and Kerry's voting records. And in early 2002, Edwards gained attention as Democrats resisted President Bush's nomination of Charles Pickering to the Federal Appeals Court. Pickering was controversial in part for forcing a lenient sentence for a man convicted of cross-burning. In this exchange, Edwards grilled Pickering about talking to Justice Department officials without the knowledge of the lawyers in the case.
Did you make a phone call to a high-ranking Justice Department official on your own initiative?
We had
You. Did you make such a phone call?
I called. I called. Mr.
Senate hearings seem more like trials, Edwards excels. The skill at rhetoric that made him rich as a trial lawyer makes him formidable at Senate debate. And nowhere has he applied that skill more effectively than at battling Republican attempts at tort reform. Edwards spoke with NPR's Tavis Smiley about the issue. It's back on the Senate floor this week, driven in part by President Bush.
What he's doing, unfortunately, is he's siding with the big insurance companies against these kids and these families. What he's proposing, limiting the rights of the most seriously injured, it hits women, seniors, and children like a laser.
Edwards is at once most capable at making that argument and most vulnerable because of it. His biggest backers are trial lawyers, and they make big business squirm. And so his profession has become a target for the Republican Party. Another target is John Edwards' relatively short Senate career. The Republican National Committee immediately came out yesterday calling Edwards unaccomplished and inexperienced. Democrats punched back, counting as many years in public office for Edwards as President Bush had when he was nominated for president. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.